good morning. A warm front continues to slowly work its way through the mid-Atlantic and back to the north through New York and New England. The result, a lot of clouds this morning. Showers confined to extreme northern New York and New England along and north of the Canadian border. And the showers will remain in that location during the day today while the rest of the region dries out behind the warm front. In fact, we'll have some breaks in the clouds, allowing temperatures to surge through the 60s and into the 70s in most locations, the exception being where the clouds and showers persist closer to the Canadian border, which will get stuck in the 50s and lower 60s. In this environment, the stage will be set for a cold front to work its way in our direction from the west. The associated wind energy with an upper-level storm, in addition to the cold front, will produce a round of showers and thunderstorms, which will develop in western and central New York and work its way to the east during the daylight hours. These storms will be strong to severe, especially given the wind energy in the atmosphere, with stronger wind gusts, some flash flooding, and potentially some hail and rotating storms possible as these storms work their way toward us by the end of the day. The best chance for strong to severe storms in interior New York and New England will be after dark tonight. As the cold front marches through, the risk of stronger storms will come to an end from west to east after midnight. Still, the risk of scattered showers remain in the forecast overnight as temperatures dip back into the 50s. The upper-level portion of the storm will slide over us beginning tomorrow with mostly cloudy skies. It'll be breezy and a bit cooler, but still in the 60s with scattered showers. And still a few passing showers on Wednesday, windy and cooler with mostly cloudy skies otherwise and temperatures back into the 50s. A dry day on Thursday. Sunshine, though, will give way to increasing clouds as the next storm system approaches from the Tennessee Valley, temperatures reaching the lower 60s, and that'll bring the next round of rain in Thursday night, and it looks like all day long on Friday. High temperatures on Friday with the rain in the 50s to around 60, then we'll repeat the pattern over again with unsettled weather in the form of scattered leftover showers for Saturday and Sunday with highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, that expansive storm system will move northeastward across the upper Midwest today. Ahead of the low, a cold front will bring widespread showers and thunderstorms to much of the eastern United States, and some of these thunderstorms could be severe. The Storm Prediction Center has outlined much of the lower Great Lakes, the upper Ohio Valley, and the central Appalachians into the mid-Atlantic coast with an enhanced risk of severe thunderstorms. The main threats include strong wind gusts and flash flooding, with a smaller but noteworthy risk of hail and even a tornado or two in this highly sheared environment. Meanwhile, in the cold air on the northwestern side of the low-pressure system, wintry precipitation is possible across portions of the upper Midwest. A mix of rain and snow is expected, with heavy snow possible for some areas. A winter storm warning is in effect for the Arrowhead of Minnesota for the possibility of up to 3 to 7 inches of snow, along with gusty winds. At Mount Washington this morning, 0 miles visibility with moderate rain and fog, 41 degrees with a west wind at 54 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, ice crystals and 8 below zero. In Albany on the hour, cloudy skies and 49 degrees, the dew point 41. 74% relative humidity, a south wind at 16, gusting to 23 miles per hour, and the barometer at 29.98 inches, and it is falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly cloudy and breezy, mid-70s, Boston cloudy in the mid-50s, and in Buffalo increasing clouds with showers and storms likely later in the day and highs around 70. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 53 degrees, the low 42. The average temperature, 48, that's 5 degrees below normal. 1/100th of an inch of rain yesterday. For the month, 2.88 inches, which is 29/100th of an inch below normal for the month of April. And through April, 12.93 inches of precipitation, which is 1.76 inches above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 65 degrees, the average low, 43. The record high 86 set in 2001, and the record low 28 in 2008 and in 1961. Sunrise this morning was at 5:49 a.m. Sunset this evening 7:56 p.m., 14 hours and 7 minutes of daylight, an increase of 4 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly cloudy with showers, especially near the Canadian border today, with thunderstorms possible later. Highs from the upper 50s to the north to the lower 70s closer to Glens Falls. Showers and storms tonight, lows in the 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy and breezy, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible late today with highs in the lower 70s. Showers and storms tonight with lows in the lower 60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible late today with highs in the mid-70s. Showers and storms tonight, lows in the mid-50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, mostly cloudy and breezy, scattered showers and thunderstorms possible late today with highs in the mid-70s. Showers and storms tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90. Mostly cloudy and breezy with scattered showers and thunderstorms possible later today with highs in the mid-70s. Showers and storms tonight with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, a bit cooler, scattered showers, mid-60s. Mostly cloudy, windy and cool, a scattered passing shower, upper 50s. Sunshine giving way to clouds, lower 60s on Thursday. Rain Friday, 60. And mostly cloudy and cool with showers Saturday and Sunday, upper 50s and lower 60s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.